WTAW News Time is 5 after 6, 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan City Council approved two motions last night on issues regarding Councilman Rafael Pina.
The first motion will allow the release of some information from the Bryan Police Department response last month to a reported misdemeanor assault at what Pina has called his temporary home. Pina became emotional, which became anger and profanity at the council majority.
And that's a false allegation. To say that I'm a wife beater. I love my wife very much. I love my baby boy. And we have another one on the way. So, God damn you if you're going to release this.
Pina later apologized and took responsibility for what he called an outburst.
My emotions got the better of me.
Pina also opposed an outside investigation by the county or the state to determine whether his staying in his mother's home, located outside his district, is a violation of the city charter.
So I think we're definitely on a witch hunt on for grasping at anything we can grasp because you want me off.
Joining Pina in voting against both motions are Mike Sutherland and Al Sines. Ben Hardiman, who made both motions, was joined by Jason Bayinski, Greg Owens, and Bobby Simic. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The Bryan City Council has no opposition to assist owners of some downtown buildings who want to make safety improvements. The staff proposal is targeted at buildings along Main and Bryan Streets between 29th and MLK. City planner Stephanie Dolan proposed building owners awarding up to $50,000 per property to pay half the cost of, among other things, meeting fire codes between first and second floors and between adjoining buildings.
We're looking at including fire alarm, hood, or sprinkler systems as eligible improvements in the program, repair replacement, and installation of fire escapes. And we'd also like to include additional means of egress, such as fire-rated windows and doors.
Economic Development Director Kevin Russell says this would be another way for building owners to take advantage of people wanting to live in the downtown area.
They want to have, create loft apartments and on the second floor, and they want to have a different use on the first floor that I believe the council would like to have, whether it be a restaurant, whether it be retail, or something else.
The council has not decided whether to give grants, award no-interest loans, or a combination. The council also did not decide on a funding source. Staff said there are two building owners currently interested in receiving a grant. The Brazos County Administration Building is the next stop for young people in juvenile detention participating in the Art for Life project. County commissioners approved a mural for the atrium following a presentation that included remarks from Arts Council project manager Amy Salvaggio.
We've had about 100 kids go through since 2008. We've seen a significantly lower recidivism or re-referral rate between the kids that go in the program and the state averages.
Local artist Mike Penny came up with the mural of downtown Bryan that will be hand-painted by the teens.
It will be constructed of about 75,000, based on my calculations, about 75,000 fingerprints. And size-wise, we're looking, it's estimated about 8 by 12 feet.
You can see a copy of the mural design online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8 after 6 at 64 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You know, my dad always told me, be proud of where you're from. So when it was time to start my business, I looked no further than right here in the town where I grew up.
AggielandHelpWanted.com helps local businesses by helping them find their next great employee.
I mean, the people who live here, they're my neighbors. I know them. I trust them.
At AggielandHelpWanted.com, it's easier than ever to post your job and start getting applicants instantly.
You know, without my hometown, my business just wouldn't be the same. And I think it works both ways.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or you can shop them at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, where you'll find furniture, supplies, and a bunch more. Here's our weather.
Some breaks of sun today, some showers and some thunderstorms. Some may produce heavy downpours. Temperatures today warm, 85 to 90. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight. A few showers are possible. Overnight lows 70 to 75. For tomorrow, occasional sunshine. There's a risk of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 85 to 90. Showers and storms tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Friday will turn partly sunny. Highs Friday, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I got NBA scores, I got MLB scores, and all kinds of other great things. It's coming up in sports on News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So as far as the rain is concerned, actually, it's pretty much out of here. Got little sprinkles out there. I don't know how much rain we actually got. I heard thunder more than anything else.
Yeah, I saw some pretty intense lightning on my way in.
Yeah, it was wet outside when I went down to my car, but yeah.
Okay, aside from that, the weather is wet. Yeah, there's some heavy showers kind of between Madisonville and Huntsville. The heaviest rain, though, is actually down below Austin, and San Antonio is getting hit pretty hard. So right in that area, somewhere between Gonzales and San Antonio. The deal is this stuff is really kind of moving on through. What's nice is we got a little break. We got cool weather again today. We got a chance to enjoy that for the time being.
Excellent.
Yes, it is. It's a good way to start the day. And then there's this. Sheep privacy matters.
Of course it does.
Sheep privacy matters. And we're here to defend it, by golly.
Was there ever any question?
Probably not. Well, at least some places in England it's that way. The West Midlands Police Force jokingly blurred out the faces of a group of stolen sheep found in the back of a truck. And, of course, they posted it on their website. And the description of the blurred photo, the police wrote, "Sheep rustling suspects behind bars after a police chase." A little lowbrow humor never hurts.
Man.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I wonder if those prison outfits are made of 100% cotton.
Info?
Yeah, yeah,
exactly. Don't put those prison vests on them if it's not the real thing.
How many more bad jokes do you have today, Scott?
Very good. Oh, we're going to do this on every break? We can do that. Yeah, it's easy.
It's sheer ridiculousness.
No, thank you. Very nice.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to highlight Ben Welch for his influence in the community. Ben is a part of the executive leadership team at Mays Business School and has worked at A&M for 28 years. Ben was recently quoted, "You make a living by what you get, but you make a life by what you give." A graduate of Leadership Brazos, he serves on the board of directors for Junior Achievement and as a deacon at First Baptist Church. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Ben Welch for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life in our community.
They go 6:13, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's the 11th of May. Hey, this is interesting. It's Eat What You Want Day.
Finally.
Don't feel badly about it. You just eat whatever it happens to be because you haven't in a while.
Calories don't count today.
No, I don't know, you know, why they came up with this, but it's okay. Huh.
That's kind of every day for me.
Oh, okay. Well, that's it. One single solitary day where there is nothing on your dietary no-no list. You can just do any of that stuff. But as a helpful reminder, and maybe it's supposed to be this way, today is Hostess Cupcake Day.
Perfect.
Hostess Cupcakes.
It writes itself, doesn't it?
It does. You know, I saw them in the grocery store, I don't know, like a month ago, and they're like a dollar a package. Is that right? That's what those things cost now?
Because
back in the day, you know, you could get them for a dime. But originally, two cupcakes were sold for 5 cents.
Wow.
Yep. Different flavors also were offered of Hostess cupcakes in the early years.
Yes.
Including cupcakes topped with vanilla or malted milk flavored icing, which would be kind of interesting.
I liked the golden ones or the yellow ones.
Yeah, they do that thing. Yeah. Yep. During the 1940s, the orange flavored cupcakes were developed with the orange icing. But until 1950, the Hostess cupcake did not have a filling of or the little white squiggly thing on the top until about 1950. Had no idea. So it was just kind of a cupcake. The vanilla cream filling was added, Rice, the guy who developed it, Doc Rice, got the idea of using a cream filling when a new machine for injecting filling into Hostess Twinkies became available. So he said, let's go ahead and do that.
So in the chicken and egg concept there, chicken came first.
That's it. In 1988, 400 million Hostess cupcakes were sold. As of 2011, they sell around 600 million every year.
Woo.
And, of course, they're knockoffs, too, right? I mean,
oh yeah,
it's a cupcake, it's a cupcake. So where else would you hear 3 minutes on Hostess cupcakes?
That's nowhere else. It's the infomaniac.
That's it, because right. We don't have many birthdays today, so I'm filling that time up. It's also Twilight Zone Day, all right? And I'll read it the way it's written, though I don't understand it. It's Root Canal Appreciation Day.
Is there one any of appreciation the, for root canals ever?
I had no idea.
One of the most painful experiences I've ever been through.
Yeah. That's well. Yeah, I can imagine. It's anyhow. It was developed by somebody called a rock and roll dentist. Don't know what that means. It's National Women's Health Checkup Day, so do that. And it's Receptionist Day.
Yay.
Ooh, I wonder if Mr. Downs knows that. Because, I mean, and it's important. You think about it. A business, that receptionist, that's the first person who your customer sees.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, so, figured that appropriately. All right, some birthdays.
You weren't kidding. There aren't a whole lot of birthdays today, honestly. Yeah. Sabrina Carpenter is 17. She's Maya on Girl Meets World. That's the new spinoff of Boy Meets World from old TGIF. Cam Newton is 27 today. Of course, he's the Carolina Panthers quarterback.
Oh, yes, he is.
Go Bucks.
Go Texans.
Well, but he was a Blind Buccaneer.
Blind Buccaneer. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, did that first.
I'm a Texans fan, so
I know he has great memories of
Brenham.
Yeah.
Heck yeah, he does.
Yeah, all that.
Prince Royal is 27. He's a Puerto Rican singer.
Okay.
Let's see. Jonathan Jackson, 34. That's Avery on Nashville. Jeffrey Donovan is 48. That is he's from Burn Notice.
Oh yeah.
And Blair Witch 2. Martha Quinn is 57.
Wow.
She was one of the old MTV VJs.
Old?
Oh.
One of the original.
One of the original.
For those of us
She's
who are
OG.
About that age.
Let me use the more correct term, original MTV
At the
VJ.
Zenith of her career, she actually made an appearance here.
Really?
Yeah. She was over at where Hurricane Harry's is. She did a remote thing over there.
I always liked Martha Quinn.
Yeah.
Louis Farrakhan is 83.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mort Saul is 89.
Oh, wow.
That's a comedian
there. Didn't even know he was still alive.
Yeah, 89.
Yeah.
Up there. And that's what I got for you for birthdays.
Okay.
Today.
Well, we got Eric Burdon, who was the lead singer of The Animals a long time ago. He's 75. And Mike Lupica, who's a sports columnist, is 64. There you go. It is 618.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So if YouTube views are any indication how a candidate will fare in a general election, I have good news for Donald Trump. Gateway Pundit reports the Right Side Broadcasting is following the Trump campaign and posting videos from his rallies. Well, the last 12 of their videos of Donald Trump rallies have over 1.8 million views. Now, the same cannot be said for Hillary Clinton. Well, the last 12 videos of her YouTube channel have garnered just over 250,000. Views. And according to the Gateway Pundit, the only reason the number is that high is because one video was pushed by the liberal media and just had over 170,000 views. So Hillary, this is what you get when almost 60% of Americans say you're a liar, dishonest, and untrustworthy. No one wants to hear what you have to say. They don't believe you.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, with all the news about harmful chemicals and chlorine, drugs, bacteria, and lead in our tap water, well, why trust the government? Why trust the EPA with your home's water quality? Now take control of your home's water quality now. Call Pelican Water Systems, 1-888-4-SALT-FREE. Now, Pelican Water Systems can give you guaranteed, safer, spring-quality water from every faucet in your home, and you'll be amazed at how great the water tastes and smells without harmful chlorine and chemicals. Now, Pelican Water Systems are salt-free, which is perfect for the Southwest. You won't waste a drop of water or pump any salt water back into the water supply. They have a 90-day money-back guarantee. They have free shipping, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, so you'll get 99% chlorine-free, chemical-free, spring-quality, safe-to-drink water from every faucet in your home. Call Pelican now. Operator standing by. toll-free, 888-4-SALT-FREE. That's 888-4-SALT-FREE, online at pelicanwater.com.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
There's a mantra that people always tell kids, that it gets better once you're an adult. And all those problems that seem big as a kid won't matter anymore. But is it true? Especially since you have a brand new set of problems to deal with. Well, here are the results of a discussion online yesterday that asked people to name their biggest letdown after they finally became an adult. And here's what Reddit came up with. Number one, you have to pay for everything, even stuff you didn't know, like insurance. Number two, you miss having your entire summer vacation. Number three, just because you have a salary doesn't mean you have spare money or thousands of dollars lying around to play with however you like. Number four, you don't stop having pimples when you're a grown up. Number five, you don't automatically become wise, mature, or rational. Having your own house isn't as cool as it sounds. That's number six. The buying process is horrible. Things are constantly breaking, and the whole thing costs a fortune. Number seven, even though you can buy anything you want, you feel sick and fat if you eat the whole box of Cinnamon Toast Crunch every day because you want to. And number eight, you realize how much your parents did for you, what an ingrate you were, and no matter what you do now, there is no way you can ever, ever make up for it. With a commentary, I'm Kevin O'Connor.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. More than 40% of baby boomers stayed with their employer for more than 20 years, but it's unlikely their children or grandchildren will experience the same job tenure. A new AP survey finds that of people 50 and older, 41% have spent two decades with the same company. But it's a trend more common among the older baby boomers than younger ones, and traditional pensions appear to be one of the driving factors. SolarCity posted another deeper-than-expected quarterly loss and cut its installation forecast, sending shares skidding 21% yesterday. Shares of the solar power company have tumbled 65% this year. The red-hot market for higher-quality corporate debt is enticing Dell Incorporated to begin marketing the investment-grade bond portion of its debt package, backing its acquisition of EMC Corporation. Today's Wall Street Journal says the Texas-based PC maker plans to start the sales process for about $16 billion of secured bonds this week. On Wall Street, futures indicating a slightly lower open. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, Lucy, you're the CFO of this company.
That's why you pay me.
We need a better way to manage our expenses.
Concur.
Automated expense reports.
Concur.
Faster invoice processing, timely financial data, a whole system that helps us make better decisions around how we spend our money.
Concur.
While I appreciate your enthusiasm, I'm actually looking for ideas, not agreement.
That's why we're getting Concur for expense, travel, and invoice. Everything you described scaled perfectly to our business, and it's surprisingly cost-effective.
Lucy, you're a genius.
I concur.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL.
Over 3,700 satisfied customers will tell you Anchor Foundation Repair makes sure your home foundation is solid. Anchor Foundation Repair fixes all types of foundations, and every single home Anchor Foundation Repair treats is backed with a lifetime transferable guarantee. We're not the cheapest, but we are the best, most reliable foundation company in the Brazos Valley. For more information, call 690-2020 or click Anchor Foundation Repair.com. Insurance.net.
Good morning, 625 News Talk 1620 WTAW. They do things differently in other parts of the world. It seems, you know, we used to have stories just about Florida. When strange things happen, it seemed it happened in Florida. Well, yeah. Now China is the new Florida. I mean, it is amazing. And I guess, again, when you got 1.7 billion people over there, it's probably a little hard to keep them all wrangled.
Things get weird.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Police in China detained four people after they attempted to illegally cut trees down in a city park that they said were blocking their billboards. It's a billboard company. Can't see the billboards. Let's go cut the trees down. That makes perfect sense, right?
Sure. Right.
Nine trees had significant damage. Officers were soon led to the local advertising company that specializes in outdoor billboards. The company's owner and three employees are in trouble for destruction of public property. And I have no idea, but I would also think that the presence of chainsaws is probably pretty limited in China.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So, you know, were they using an axe?
Yeah, it sounds like they were either really large trees or they didn't have very good tools.
Yeah, I mean, and again,
I mean, significant damage, but if you've got a chainsaw, you're cutting through something.
Yeah, it's done. I mean, it'd be done, they'd be gone, right. That'd be it. But at what point do you look and say, okay, I know it's a city park, but I want people to be able to see my billboard, so yeah. I'm just going to go ahead and cut it down.
Was it billboards that they had made or billboards for their company,
makes
billboards?
I think, yeah, as I read it, I believe they're a billboard company. But nonetheless, just saying, they do things differently in other parts of the world. Because we do everything right over here,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, okay.
We got it all figured out.
Yeah, let's have a look at our weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. A little cool outside this morning. We've had some rain pass through here, which kind of helped to lower the temperatures a little bit. And that's it. Doesn't look like there's anything behind it. What we've gotten up to now is pretty much what we'll have today, it looks like. However, because of all the moisture in the air and the heating that we've had, there's a chance of some showers later on through the week at about 20 or 30% chance. We will get up to 88 today, and the winds will lay down a little bit after what we've had the last few days, about 5 to 15 miles an hour. And tonight, going to keep that as well. The low tonight will be right around 70. And then we'll be in the middle 80s all the way through the weekend, it looks like. And at least as it stands right now, Sunday will hold a 50-50 chance of showers. Right now, 96% with some light rain out there for the humidity. It has, as I said, cooled things down. Winds out of the south at 12, and we're looking at 66 degrees.
Looking for an optometrist with vision? Urban Optics is the Brazos Valley's new choice for the ultimate in complete eye care. Dr. Matthew Green's Optical Center offers the latest in eye technology to keep your eyes in optimal health and provides a customer experience like you've never seen before. Urban Optics accepts most major vision insurance providers. Visit Urban Optics in South College Station on Highway 6 next to Celebrity Spa and Salon, or call 690-0888 to schedule your appointment. Urban Optics, optometry with real vision.
Online reviews can be very helpful in making purchasing decisions. But who exactly is writing those reviews? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
Let's go inside the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn earrings today.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Michaela's got, like, the best earrings.
Sarah, buckle up.
I wish my name was Michaela.
We're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh, yeah. Seatbelt. I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
It can be tough getting through to kids, but it's your job to make sure they're wearing your seatbelts. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
Allison is perfect. I mean, she'd never tell you that. She's humble and perfect. She likes everyone. She even likes her untidy roommate's weird guinea pig. Allison, wait, are you texting and driving? Allison, no. That's the exact opposite of what I was just saying about you. Why, Allison? Why? Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopRex.org, brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We often rely on other people's reviews of products or restaurants or hotels, but it's important to understand who's writing those reviews.
There's just a certain community that is going to write a review more generally to begin with. They have more time, they like to write, they're vocal in their opinions, or as you say, they were motivated by either a particularly good or particularly bad experience.
Tom Vanderbilt, author of the book You May Also Like,
says most people don't write reviews, particularly if the product or service was neither spectacular or horrible.
So if I ordered the potato peeler from Amazon and it was pretty good, yeah, I'm probably not going to go on there and say, hey, I had a pretty good potato peeler.
Some experts recommend not paying too much attention to the five-star outstanding reviews or the one-star terrible reviews, because
often the one-star people are grinding some kind of axe. The five-star people, either their standards are just too easy, or here's the other problem, it might just be a planted review, a fake review. Yelp's own filters reject about one-quarter of all reviews that are posted.
While reviews are helpful, what you like or don't like is really up to you.
I mean, one of the best pieces of advice I got was from a judge at the Great American Beer Festival, where they sample hundreds of beers. And one judge said, well, people ask me all the time, what's your favorite beer? And he said, it's the beer that happens to be in my hand at the moment, because that's what sounded good to me.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:30, 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Most of last night's Bryan City Council meeting was about Councilman Rafael Pina.
The first of two votes by a 4-3 margin will mean the public release of some information about Bryan police responding last month to a report of a misdemeanor assault at what Pina's called his temporary home. Pena's attempt to defeat the motion became emotional, then anger at the council majority that resulted in profanity.
I asked for privacy. My family's been through a lot. I don't know what we have to gain from this. I think everything's been broadcasted in the media unfairly, but it's been broadcasted. I don't know what else is there. I think we're going to talk about, they're going to go through the audio, they're going to go through all this. This is taking a lot on my wife. It's taking a lot on me. And I think it's been said that I'm a wife beater. I would never lay a hand on my wife. I love her very much. And that's a false allegation. To say that I'm a wife beater. I love my wife very much. I love my baby boy. And we have another one on the way. So, God damn you, if you're going to release this.
Before Pena began his opposition to the second motion, he apologized for his earlier remarks.
I'm going to start by apologizing to everybody in the audience and at home for that outburst that was unbecoming of me, and I take full responsibility and I apologize for it. My emotions got the better of me.
Then Pena said the council is on a witch hunt to prove that his living in his mother's home, located outside his district, violated the city charter.
We had our city attorney asked for an outside independent who's an expert on these things to give us legal advice in executive session. And that's exactly what he did. And from what I've gathered, it'd be a long shot.
The county attorney, the district attorney, or the attorney general will be asked to investigate the residency issue. Joining Pena in voting no were Al Sines and Mike Sutherland. Voting yes were Ben Hardiman, who made both motions, along with Buppy Simic, Greg Owens, and Jason Bayansky. Those actions were followed by public comments. 14 speakers supported Pena, and one told Pena to resign. Pena thanked all 15 who had an opinion.
We live in America. You can voice your opposition and your opinion, and I thank you for voicing it tonight and doing your giving. That's your right to do that, so thank you for that.
No details were released last night on what information from the police department would be available and what would be released. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
An idea to help some downtown Bryan building owners interested in making safety improvements to buildings has the support of the city council. City planner Stephanie Dolan says two owners are interested in receiving grants.
One being a nightclub and another being a multi-use or a mixed-use development retail on the bottom floor and loft apartments on the top floor.
The targeted area is the north half of downtown Bryan between 29th and MLK and along Main and Bryan Streets. In addition to the current interest, which the amount was not identified, Economic Development Director Kevin Russell asked for $100,000 for next year.
What we've found is that many times that with these life safety issues such as fire suppression systems or other code issues, that we miss opportunities because it's cheaper or easier for them to go into a newer building that may have some of these things already in place.
The council did not decide on a funding source or if building owners would receive grants, no interest loans, or a combination of assistance. College Station Police is investigating an armed robbery yesterday afternoon in the parking lot outside the Chase Bank at Texas and Holloman. Two black men held up a 43-year-old man who was returning to his car from the bank. One of the men broke the driver's side window, then opened the driver's door and showed a knife. The suspects got the victim's wallet, then drove away in a white Dodge Charger with an unknown license plate. Anyone with information about the holdup is asked to contact College Station Police. Consolidated High School was evacuated yesterday for most of the noon hour. CISD officials says one motor on a rooftop air conditioning unit seized up, generating smoke that caused the fire alarms to go off. College Station firefighters were sent to the school to do an investigation. Brazos County Commissioners have approved the design of a mural that will be painted in the atrium of the County Administration Building. It's the 13th project in the Art for Life program. Amy Salvaggio of the Arts Council says ART, A-R-T, is an acronym for Art Reaching Teens. In this case, juvenile offenders who have spent time with local artists over the last 8 years.
It's just spending time with them, positive time, encouraging teamwork, encouraging creativity, and kind of giving them something to do instead of letting them have a lot of downtime.
A deputy director for Brazos County Juvenile Services, Linda Ricketson, says the most recent murals are at Neal Recreation Center and the Brazos Valley Council of Governments office in Bryan.
Usually we have around 8 kids each time because that's really enough for all of us. I mean, we usually go pick them up, supervise them completely, and then take them home. There's stuff all over the community that we've worked with kids with different artists, and it's just been an awesome experience.
The mural design, an 8-by-12-foot depiction of downtown Bryan, can be seen online at WTAW.com. The teens will provide 75,000 fingerprints to paint the mural. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 66 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Every doctor in every field of medicine wants to be a patient's first choice. Every health and wellness professional wants to be a patient's first choice. To make this happen, you first need a partner capable of delivering a powerful marketing message. That partner is Brazos Wellness Magazine, a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. For more information about Brazos Wellness Magazine, contact Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
They did a really good job. They came out and went through the whole procedure and walked us through the paperwork and gave us the estimate. They showed up with about 10 people one day, and in one day they changed our air conditioner out and changed our heating unit out. They helped us with the financing, that procedure, which is always the probably hardest part of doing the whole thing. It was just a really great experience for us with Barker Heating and Cooling.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618.
Good morning. Let's have a look at the weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we are.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms for today. In between them, we may squeeze in a little bit of sunshine. It'll be breezy and very warm today, 85 to 90. Showers are around tonight. Lows will drop back to about 70 to 75. Intermittent sunshine tomorrow, along with scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs 85 to 90. Showers and thunderstorms continue into tomorrow night before tapering off, lows 65 to 70. Partial sun develops Friday, highs 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, lots of news on the NBA. Also, I got your MLB scores. It's coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I was, this day and time, I figured you'd probably be able to go watch. Well, first I found out that the Fort Worth School Board met yesterday afternoon.
Correct.
That, yep. All that stuff.
Oh,
happened.
Yeah. Yep.
And I thought, hey, I'll go watch that. I figured it probably starts at, 6 o'clock or something. And And I knew that the lieutenant governor was going to try to speak. And it started at like 5:30. It was done.
Oh.
So.
Wow.
Yeah, they had, again, fairly short agenda. I'm sure there were a lot of people who were wanting to hear what the lieutenant governor had to say. Fortunately, we have audio.
Sweet.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go with the and to preface this, this is a lieutenant governor who is not pleased with public education very much. And this obviously was, he jumped on this like a chicken on a June bug, because actually this thing was developed and released and actually implemented, or said it was going to be implemented, 3 weeks ago. And the superintendent said he didn't need the vote of the school board to enact it. And it was now that the lieutenant governor decided to talk about it. But he's not happy with public education. He believes in the idea of a voucher system. So anyway, here's some comments of the Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick yesterday in Fort Worth.
And if this country goes down the path of social engineering in our schools, I believe you're going to see the end of the public school system as we know it.
Uh-oh. Yeah, that's kind of a, and again, this guy's pretty powerful. He's the Lieutenant Governor. Here's more.
The job of the superintendent is not to be a social engineer. The job of the superintendent is to prepare his students for a great education.
All right, and more?
I believe he needs to step down because he has acted in a way that superintendents should not behave.
Uh-huh. I think we got one more.
I don't think a parent should be forced by their zip code to send their child if they don't want their daughter stigmatized by having to raise their hand and say, I'm sorry, can you make special accommodations for me because I don't want this boy in the bathroom with me?
Yeah. And again, Chelsea brought up the point that neither Brad nor I thought of yesterday, and that is a locker room,
mm-hmm.
which is a completely different environment than the bathroom. And it's, again, like we said yesterday, it's a great PR move by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody injected this into the conversation. You know, it was on the front page of the Wall Street Journal yesterday, as well as newspapers across the country.
And now a bunch of us that the issue doesn't apply to are talking about.
That's right. That's right. And they've got it on the top of our minds.
I wonder what dog is wagging right now.
And Attorney General Ken Paxton also spoke out against the superintendent.
He did, didn't he? Mm-hmm. He expressed an opinion on that, and I'm guessing.
He says that they may be violating state education law with the new restroom guidelines.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Interesting.
Okay.
And one text we got yesterday that we didn't have time to share from someone listening said, you know, on a personal side, I have some concerns about my two young girls with transgendered people in a bathroom. But socially, I wonder how big of a problem is it really? Trans people make up less than 1% of mm-hmm. the population.
Mm-hmm.
Was it ever a problem or did we just create one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that.
And I thought that was a good point.
I agree. I agree completely.
I think the reality of it is it's probably pretty rare. But I think the slippery slope of the whole idea, the whole idea behind opposition of it is that more people are going to use this as an excuse to do something wrong.
Yeah, I want to have the right to do something. And again, then how do you back it down from that? How many incidences do we have to have of something like that going wrong before we go, oh, yeah, we probably shouldn't do that? Instead of bringing some sanity to the room. It does seem that the sanity has left. By the way, people, you folks can text us anytime, right?
Yep, 979-695-1620.
Yeah, and so. We're certainly glad to hear from you. Well, so the AG's weighed in on this, and again, just didn't really think that Texas was going to be the battleground for all this.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see what else is going on. Ted Cruz came back. Ted Cruz back in D.C. He's now going to go back to his job, mm-hmm. the job that he was elected to.
What has he been doing?
Well, he's been out stirring folks
licking
up.
His wounds?
Yeah, well, since he's dropped out?
Yeah.
Well, and again, digging his little tasseled loafer into the carpet going, I don't know, I might run again. I may get back into this.
I heard about
let's
that.
Let's see
yeah.
how this goes.
Well, he wins, what is it? Where is it that he said if he wins, he might get back in the race?
Yeah. Well, no, that's no.
I look forward to pressing in the United States Senate for the very same things that I was pressing for on the campaign trail. Jobs and freedom and security.
Okay, that's fine. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's...
Go back to work, Ted.
I don't know. I don't know what state it was. He thought if I win that, then I'll be okay. But
yeah, I saw that.
So the Obama administration says that it will not seek the death penalty for the man accused of leading the 2012 attack on the consulate in Benghazi that killed four Americans. I think we remember that. I think at the time they said they were going to, you know, find this person and punish them to the full extent of the law, but I guess that doesn't include killing them.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. That's all right, let me see what else we got here.
Get me fired up before 7 a.m.
I
Scott.
Know. Well, what can I say?
I can hear it.
It's our government. By the way, we talked to Bill Flores in about 45 minutes. Marco Rubio said yesterday he will support the Republican presidential nominee, but he tried really hard to avoid saying Donald Trump's name. He was on CNN. He said, "I'm going to support the Republican nominee. I'm not voting for Hillary Clinton." Okay. So he told us he's not voting for Hillary Clinton. Now, this is interesting, I think. Nice to know things haven't changed much in the Senate. But immediately, they took issue with a report about Facebook news editors eliminating conservative news sources from their trending topics.
Yeah.
That's really bothersome.
Yes.
Because the people who, first of all, use that and, I don't know, they want to follow trending, they don't want to head off in another direction, then they're really getting a slanted view of the world. And, again, I don't know that there are many balanced places for you to get news anymore. You pretty much know who you're dealing with and how they're going to do it. But on something like Facebook, they really ought to lay everything out there and let you choose the path that you want to.
Well, and that's what they were saying. They routinely suppressed conservative news, and then they were also asked to plug stories into trending topics that weren't necessarily trending.
Yep.
That's just not good.
It's
not even just holding back kind of some stories. It's, let's also manipulate it by putting in stories that we want you to see.
It's propaganda.
Yeah.
That is literally propaganda.
It is. And as a former news director, it really is troubling to me that so many people who put news out there do not have a journalism degree, did not take any journalism classes, have no idea what news sense is, the priority of news, or how to present something so that critical thinking is used for you to form your own opinion. And I have to applaud the Eagle the other day. They had two articles, one on top of the other, and they're on their op-ed page about foreign policy in the Obama administration. One said he's doing a great job. One said he's doing a lousy job. Well, that's the way to do it.
Yep.
Go ahead and put those people on there, but give the reader, or in this case, the person who's absorbing news from Facebook, the opportunity to choose what they want to agree with after they hear the facts.
Yeah.
Needless to say, they've told Mr. Zuckerberg that he needs to send those little boys and girls up to Washington, D.C. to have a little chat.
Yeah.
And that's good. It's the Commerce Committee, which is, in fact, supposed to oversee consumer protection issues and media regulation, and this falls within that. So
I've personally witnessed it, too, on Facebook. You can tell in the trending stories who they're kind of targeting. It seems like they're targeting Texas. It seems like they're targeting men, Christians, anything like that that is kind of, you know, typically conservative.
Yeah.
Those are the stories that come up, is that these people have done something bad.
Well, we'll carry this over. We'll talk about this next hour. I hate to hear they're talking about Texas. If they're talking bad about Texas.
Dislike Facebook. Yeah. Dislike.
Yeah. With dirt, bugs, and the Texas heat a problem, let Sunspace Texas help you discover fine porch living. A Sunspace Texas room will add beauty and comfort while increasing its value. Designed as a window screen unit in one, you have the flexibility to fully close your room or stack the windows completely up or down for a fully screened room. So make it a Sunspace Texas room and discover fine porch living.
Click sunspacetexas.com to view their products and email them for your free estimate today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 14th, it's Range and Pasture IPM. We'll discuss ways to control fire ants, grasshoppers, armyworms, and other pests that cause problems for forage producers. Plus, will address fertility and soil management this week at Producers. Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
With evenings nearing their longest and with afternoons becoming outright sultry, our patios are more important now than at any other time of the year. It stands to reason that we would do all we could to get the most possible enjoyment out of our patio space. I have some means to that end. I'll be back with details of making the most of your patio right after this message. At Mueller, they believe in value. Their Value Plus buildings are pre-engineered and feature an easy-to-assemble, bolt-together design. Mueller's durable roofing panels are hail-resistant. They come backed with a 30-year limited paint warranty. But true value never stops at just a quality product at a reasonable price. It shows in the service you receive during your purchase and in how a company stands behind their product after the sale. At Mueller, they understand that buying a steel building or metal roof for your home can be a lifetime decision. Mueller provides assurance before, during, and for decades after your purchase. At Mueller, you simply get more. More for your money, more confidence in their company, which gives you more value. Call them today, 877-2-MUELLER. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Or visit them online at MuellerInc.com. MuellerInc.com. If you want to get the most possible enjoyment out of your patio, increase its size. Some homes were built with outdoor living in mind. Many, however, have small, non-functional patios. Use pavers, flagstones, or concrete to expand the size of your patio surface. Be sure it drains well and aim for a smooth final grade. Remember that your patio will actually become a room of your house. Since it's outdoors, you'll want that room to be in scale with its surroundings. Aim for a large patio area. Screen it from unwanted eyes. Plant shrubs and erect fences strategically. While you don't want to do anything that would block the free flow of cooling southern breezes in the summer, you also don't want public streets and nosy neighbors gazing into your life. Nellie R. Stevens, Mary Nell, Oakland, and Yaupon Hollies are good screening plants. Texas Mountain Laurel is good if its branches are low enough and in the parts of Texas where it's well adapted. Ligustrums can also work. Let your nurseryman suggest the best choices for your specific situation. Plant the shrubs in natural sweeps and clusters rather than in straight rows that could wall off the beauty of your patio area. Provide shade at key times. If you use the patio in the morning, that shade should be toward the east. However, since most people spend their outdoor time in the evenings, it's more likely that your shade plant should be to the west. It could be one large tree 15 or 20 feet to the west of the patio, or it could be something shorter, such as a tree-form crepe myrtle or maybe a teddy bear magnolia 8 or 10 feet away. Cool your patio however you can. The overhead shade will help more than anything else you can add. Include a rambling vine like an antique rose or Madame Galen trumpet creeper, and the shade will be almost complete. However, you may also want to install a misting system to cool your guests. They really can work. Install lighting to extend your patio's useful hours. Nothing will be more inviting than the look of soft night light. It'll be artificial moonlight. It will add charm to your garden, whether you're outside enjoying it or merely observing it from the adjacent parts of the house. And finally, bring meal preparation outdoors. If you enjoy preparing feasts for your family, have an outdoor kitchen. I'm Neil Sperry, and we're going to talk about sprinkler tune-ups in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkins and Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:53. A total of 51 Texas A&M student-athletes have earned degrees this semester, as commencement exercises are set to take place at Reed Arena beginning Thursday and continuing through Saturday. Several student-athletes are still competing in conference play in various championships and will be unavailable to participate in commencement ceremonies. The Aggie baseball team is currently ranked number 2 in the latest polls and will travel to Columbia, South Carolina this weekend for a key 3-game SEC series. First pitch on Friday is at 6 p.m. and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. In Major League Baseball,
line drive caught by Elvis. It's short and the ball game's over. A whistling smash, but Elvis backhanded the ball just off his right ear.
and the Rangers have won it 13-11.
Ryan Rua hit a three-run homer to cap a seven-run rally in the eighth inning, and the Texas Rangers beat the Chicago White Sox 13-11 on Tuesday night. Chicago led 11-6 before Elvis Andrews led off the bottom of the eighth with a single. Pitch hitter Mitch Moreland singled a home run. Adrian Beltre drove in another with a sacrifice fly, and Ian Desmond hit a two-run triple before Rua's homer against Matt Albers. Winning pitcher Alex Claudio went a career-high 4 1/3 innings. Sean Tolleson pitched a perfect ninth for his 11th save in 13 opportunities. Rua had his second homer, two singles, and four runs batted in. Desmond and Brian Holliday each homered and drove in three runs. In Houston,
Lindor relay, got him! Double play, ball game! And the Indians have evened the series by posting a 4-0 shutout.
Trevor Bauer pitched seven scoreless innings, and Brian Shaw and Cody Allen completed the four-hitter to help the Cleveland Indians to a 4-0 win over the Houston Astros on Tuesday night for their sixth victory in their past eight games. Bauer, who started the season in the bullpen, allowed three hits and struck out seven to extend his winning streak to a career-high three games. He's been dominant in his career against the Astros and entered the game 3-0 in three outings against Houston. Jason Kipnis tripled in the eighth and scored on a single by Francisco Lindor as the Indians added two runs in the eighth. In the NBA,
Green tries a straightaway three. That one is short. This ball game is over. The Oklahoma City Thunder have taken a 3-2 lead in this best-of-seven Western Conference semifinal series.
Russell Westbrook had 35 points, 11 rebounds, and 9 assists, and the Oklahoma City Thunder rallied in the fourth quarter to beat the San Antonio Spurs 95-91 on Tuesday night and take a 3-2 lead in the Western Conference semifinals. Kevin Durant added 23 points as the Thunder won for the second time in San Antonio in the series. Oklahoma City can close out the series Thursday in Game 6 at home. Westbrook sealed the victory with a three-point play with 6.3 seconds remaining, scoring after the Spurs weren't able to foul him intentionally and he drove up for a layup while being fouled. Kawhi Leonard finished with 26 points for San Antonio, which lost at home once in the regular season and has dropped two straight there now. Elsewhere in the NBA, Golden State Warriors guard Stephen Curry is the first unanimous winner of the NBA's Most Valuable Player Award. Curry was blown away by the award.
To be the first unanimous MVP award winner is something that I don't even know how to put into words. I don't really know what to say. It's just a huge honor, something that obviously I'll remember for the rest of my life.
Curry is the 11th player in league history to be voted MVP in consecutive seasons and the first guard to do so since Steve Nash in 04-05 and 05-06. San Antonio's Kawhi Leonard was second in the balloting, followed by LeBron James of Cleveland. And in the NHL,
Curry shot by Hagman. It goes off a body and in! It's over! The Penguins' Nick Foligno may have touched it, and the Penguins have won this game in overtime!
The Pittsburgh Penguins coughed up a 3-0 lead before Nick Bonino scored at 6:32 of overtime to lift the Pens past the Washington Capitals 4-3. Phil Kessel scored twice and assisted on the game winner as the Penguins advanced to the NHL's Eastern Conference Finals against Tampa Bay. The Capitals went just 6-6 in the playoffs after posting the league's best record during the regular season, 11 points ahead of Dallas. And that's a look at your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. For News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Brad Mitchell.
At Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, you're able to do more for less than you'd expect. Right now, get into a John Deere 3032E 32-horsepower compact utility tractor for just $135 a month. You'll be able to tackle any task, large or small, and enjoy the peace of mind that comes with the new John Deere 6-year powertrain warranty, standard with every compact tractor utility vehicle. Visit us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends August 2nd, 2016, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Powertrain warranty is 6 years or 2,000 hours of use limitation, whichever comes first. Restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Watercrest at Bryan, voted best of the Brazos Valley every year since opening, and the area's only gated community for those 55 and older, offers a maintenance-free, customizable lifestyle with inspiring amenities. As a proud sponsor of the WTAW Zone Aggie football broadcast, Watercrest at Bryan welcomes you to come see for yourself the value and warm hospitality that awaits you. Come visit or call today, 979-703-7088, or check them out at watercrestbryan.com. Giga Maggies.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Nord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind.